This is episode 20 of Just Some Guardians.
We are a Destiny podcast. Destiny podcast. That plays the game at a casual pace and
something.
Muscle.
And
wow. This is totally going to be it.
Every other week we have a nerd talk.
And this just is our happens nerd talk. To be the nerd talk. Where nerds talk.
Congratulations, everybody! Oh.
You get a car. You get a car.
Would you like me to do it?
No, they already did it. I'm totally using
that. No, that's going to be the intro.
I'm totally using that. Awesome.
Okay. Fuck it.
Oh, God. Hey, chat. How are you guys? Welcome to episode 20 of Just Some Guardians. We're going to be celebrating tonight by doing a Nerd Talk Trivia Game Show. Insert better sound and name for the show here.
Yay! I feel like Kermit the Frog, you know, when he comes out and he's like, this is what's going on tonight. Yay!
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hey, Kermit the Frog's here. Look at that.
Wow.
So, we have run. Finally we are going to run a 10-round game show. The points sort of matter, if you care about such things. We have so our...
Russell, are you drinking a jar of cotton?
No.
Okay, sorry.
It's just full of ice.
So just reference for anyone listening to this audio or in the live show. We've never actually done a show with our faces, so we're all going to be extremely distracted tonight.
Mm.
So prepare yourselves.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. So our home team for this show tonight, we have the ever-sensual... Nicholas.
Hi.
Yeah. And the effervescent chime sound. Russell, what's up, dude?
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
We are. We have a team name, by the way, Brett. What's we have a team name. I haven't told you about our team name, Russell. You're just going to have to roll with it, okay?
Surprise.
Bring it.
All right. Sensual effervescence.
Sensual Ooh, effervescence.
I like it.
I like this. I like this. All right. And our away team for tonight, we have Buster Knuckle from RNG Cast.
Shameless plug.
Hello.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dude, absolutely.
How are we today?
Oh, we're doing good. We're pumped.
As always.
We're ready to go. Also, on our away team, we have Lazarich from literally everywhere. He's in all your Discords and asking questions to all your shows, everyone. Talking to all your peeps. I don't know how he does it. He's a mad scientist, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome him.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives.
Hide your podcast.
Lazarich.
I will infect all of your podcasts by the time I'm 57.
Which is tomorrow. No.
You don't look a day over 60.
All right, Laz.
Oh, thanks.
I think for our team name, we should be the Peppermint Lich.
Ooh,
I'm good
peppermint,
with that.
The Peppermint Tsunami and the Lich.
Peppermint.
I'm good with that.
Got it.
I'm good with
That's
that.
That's fantastic. Well, since we don't care about knowing more about the people on our home team, let's jump over to the Way team, like they do in game shows and such. Buster, why don't you tell the good people in the crowd a little about yourself?
How's everybody doing tonight? I'm Buster Knuckle, one half of the dynamic duo of the RNG cast, my co-host Des Raven. What's up, buddy? We are a kind of, sort of Destiny podcast, but we talk about everything else, you know, random, RNG, see what we did there. I'm a Cancer. I hate the beach. I also hate camping. I'm a Titan main in Destiny, and I play Borderlands 2 and also Sea of Thieves.
Oh, how is Sea of Thieves?
I've heard some this is not the time for questions, Russell.
Yeah, Russell,
I'm sorry. I thought it was
an introduction period.
We can talk about Sea of Thieves. It's amazing. Get it?
Okay. All
right. Give us your best like pirate review. Like, be a pirate and review the game in three sentences.
Oh man, I have a terrible pirate accent.
Channel your inner Captain Bob.
I haven't been working on pirate accents, my friend. I've been working on a very, very particular accent that I will let that Russell and I will drop later on. In this episode.
Ooh.
But I've been working on a very, very particular accent, okay? But if I could give it three words, amazing, fantastic, pirate.
Murderific?
To be the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have
lined him up perfect.
But you have heard of me.
And I half expected it to be made of wood.
Are we still talking about swords?
No.
Oh, okay.
In a way, yes.
In a way.
We are.
All right, one just checking.
Every boy's favorite toy.
Lazarus, sweet, sweet, beautiful Lazzy. Tell us about you, man.
Oh. I am a Gemini, so my twin is hanging around here somewhere. I haven't found him in a couple hours, so I'm a little scared. As you pointed out, I am in so many Discords, and if I'm not in your Discord, listeners, it's because I haven't found you yet. I will find you.
Particular set of skills.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He's in Discord, he's in Datcord.
I'm in your cord.
Ooh, yeah.
The umbilical cord.
He's in my belly button?
Is that a blood one?
I feel so close to you right now.
Have you checked lately? Get the lint out of the way. Jeez, I can't see anything. You may hear me refer to myself as a scientist. That's not a lie. I do work in a lab. I'm not just making that up. I'm an ex-boner. No PC, no PS4, so you'll probably never see me unless you watch me on Twitch. That's where you'll find me.
I'll see you. I have an Xbox.
That's
I'll
true.
I'll also see you in my dreams.
Ah, I like that answer.
Also, check out his stream because it's really fun to watch him try not to rage at the party while he's looking at the camera.
Oh my god.
So good. So good.
Jump
off the damn plate.
There's not enough time to go into that. Oh my god.
So good. So, once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is our big milestone. This is episode 20. But Buster here has ashamed. You are coming up on 100 here in the next couple of weeks.
Next week.
Next week, yes.
This week coming up is 99, and then next week obviously is 100, because I learned to count apparently this week. I don't count holiday episodes as episodes. The Doctor Who Christmas episode is not considered episode 13 or whatever in the season, right? It's a Christmas episode. It's a special standalone episode. Charlie Brown Christmas, It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. That doesn't count as an episode of Charlie Brown, right? In my head, it didn't, but apparently in podcasting land, it does. So we went from episode 96, which was what I thought we did last week. We really did 98. Dez is going to give me shit this week about it, but, you know, I might as
did
well.
Did you have to use your toes to count it up?
I use my toes, the puppy's toes. My wall looks like I was trying to find Karen from HR it's terrible. It really is.
All right, we're going to get the show on the road, ladies and gentlemen. This is how our game show is going to work tonight.
Oh, this is a road show?
This is a road show. We are a traveling road show.
That's a good thing I'm not wearing pants then.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think I stood up?
As we go, I'm going to slowly continue to take off my pants, depending on your
answer. Russell's wearing a codpiece and a corset.
Whatever makes you feel good, man.
Jeez, don't tell him my secrets. Jeez.
Man, is there an airflow in here? Like, what's going on? Damn. So how's it going to work? Picture a mix of a few different shows. We're going to have one person for each team comes up. Going to have a question. First one to answer. Their team gets to go for the next question. Extra points. So on and so forth. After we get through all 10 rounds, we will have a bonus point round. Also, like in Family Feud, where one person will have to mute. And then the other individual from the team, I will name off 5 quick things. They say the first thing pops in their head. Other person will come out. They do the same thing. Anything that matches, they get another point. Any questions?
Okay.
Interesting. Is this... No. So... Okay. I'm scared.
We'll do it live.
I have a question. I have a question. Will you be speaking with a Steve Harvey voice?
Listen. I don't want to shut down for racial things, so we're just gonna
Are you gonna wear a double-breasted suit that's one size too big? Don't get me wrong, it's a good look for Steve.
It's true.
There we go. Point, folks.
There we go. I got a suit jacket on. We're good.
Well, he's in a closet with clothes everywhere, of course.
Yeah, dude, I'm ready to go. I'm just going to kind of as we continue on, grab random stuff and throw it on. We'll call it a day.
There we go.
All right. Let's have Nick and Buster come up first. Come on down.
All right, I'm here.
Change the tune 30% because of copyright.
All right, you wee little bean.
All right, you two. Did we ever decide how we're going to do this? If you just...
We're going to type.
Yeah. It says Nick is typing right now. You're getting a head start.
You just push a button. You just hit enter, man.
Where are you typing this in?
Skype chat.
Okay. Skype chat.
Okay, cool. All right, he's ready to go. All right. What color was Marvel's Moon Knight's cape?
Oh.
Who's popped in first?
Oh, it's Brett, whatever order it's in for Brett.
Oh, I thought you guys were actually trying to answer, not just throw random things out. Buster, type something first. Buster, give me an answer.
White.
Excellent. The away or the peppermint liches get to go first.
Let's go, baby.
All right, you and Laz, we're going to start you off easy.
Yeah, all right.
I can't express to you how bad that hurt just then.
Yeah.
I am deep into, a Percocet, probably. Let me just be honest with you. And I forgot that my shoulders kind of fucked up just then. And then when I did it, my body was like, hey, fuck face.
No more. That's a bad idea.
All right.
Oh, God, I just threw up. It hurt so bad.
Oh, no. All right, starting you off, guys, super easy. We're going to wheel you in slowly.
Sure.
Name all the planets Master Yoda set foot on in episodes 1-6.
Oh.
Dagobah. Dagobah, obviously. Dagobah. Coruscant.
I want to say Naboo.
Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk, yeah.
Thinking.
You got two more.
Are these team helping or is this just for laughs?
No, it's Naboo. Naboo, nope.
Oh, Naboo.
He was on Naboo.
He's on Naboo in episode 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't count.
Can I pull a yellow card?
He was flying. He didn't actually set foot.
Ace Windu have the conversation about.
There's
always two.
Buster, what was the episode 2, the final fight? What was that planet? Oh no, I forget the name of that
Russell,
one.
Russell, don't say anything.
Russell wants to so bad.
I don't.
Oh no.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not really that into Star Wars episode 1-3.
Oh shoot.
Oh well, I mean, I can't. You can't finish that. I almost ended the call, and then you finish the sentence. We're okay.
When you answer questions, you should have your hands in the frame. That way, you can't cheat.
Oh, that's actually a really good point.
Oh, Russell, I know you know it. I know you know it. You're sitting there shaking like Michael J. Fox at a Jell-O eating contest.
Right. I'm gonna give you guys 10 more seconds, and then I have to switch it over to the other team.
Oh, man, I don't know.
No, you didn't. I know it wasn't. I know he didn't, not Tatooine. I know he didn't step foot on Tatooine. Where did he fight Dooku?
Burger King.
That's on the same planet I'm trying to think of. I can't think of it.
Endor?
Nope.
I just threw one out.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I have to throw it to the other team. Russell and Nick, what do you got?
I honestly Geonosis? Don't remember the name.
Geonosis?
Thank you.
One Geonosis. More to go.
Damn it.
Oh, one more to go?
One more to go.
1-6.
So what's been named?
You've got Dagobah, Coruscant, Geonosis, and Kashyyyk.
So there are 6 total?
6 total. You got one more.
Well, if the Force Ghost counts, then the Forest Moon of Endor.
No. There's that, but then there's also the meteorite where Luke and Leia are born. It's not a planet?
That's not a planet.
Okay.
Jesus.
I don't know if we can trust you because Naboo wasn't in there.
He was flying.
That's true.
It wasn't
so what's been said? Oh, what's been said?
Dagobah, Coruscant, Geonosis, and Kashyyyk. I'll give you 15 more seconds and then no one gets points for that one.
Well, we got Geonosis.
Yep.
So we'll get an A for it. Okay. He was in Dagobah. He was only in Dagobah in 4-6, right? He wasn't on any other planets.
two,
and then one through three.
I'm sorry, Russell, stop talking. The answer you were looking for was Kamino.
Yes, Clone Planet.
All right, so far we have the away team with half a point.
Yoda didn't go to Kamino.
He picked up all the clones.
But we don't see him there.
It's never shown in the movies.
We have no idea that he ever went there. We know he got the clones, but he is never, ever shown on that planet. And he's shown on Naboo.
I did my research before writing this question. So, sir, you are disqualified. Russell.
We get a cheeseburger from you.
Right, all right. One cheeseburger written down.
Okay.
Perfect.
Nice score. Damn.
All right.
How was that easy?
Yeah.
That was easy question.
I was easing you
into it,
man.
Make
now
shit
we can just
up,
get
it's
harder.
Really
we're good.
Easy.
All right, Russell and Laz, step forward, please.
Yep.
Okay.
You guys got chat open? You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't matter what you type, as long as something's in there, you go first. What was the name of Master Chief's companion?
Ooh. Cortana.
You have to type.
I already put it in there. It's Sending.
Ah, too late. Lazzy, you're...
I don't know. I don't know if the chat's going to work.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It says it's Sending, but I put it in almost immediately.
How about we just make a bing noise?
I'm fine with that.
Bing!
You know? Well, for this one, Lazzy, go for it.
Or should we just do the first one to answer the question?
That's why.
Cortana.
There you go.
Microsoft cheap Siri.
Notice I controlled the hype this time just by bringing my fist up, which doesn't hurt my shoulder at all. All
right, Peppermint Lich, you guys get the question here.
I feel like you're favoring the away team here, Brett.
He typed first. Mine
still says it's Sending. It hasn't even gone through yet.
It's here for me. Don't worry.
Oh.
All right, guys. What is the name of the animated sci-fi sitcom about the misadventures of a mad scientist and his grandson?
Oh, come on.
Good job, Laz. Or Buster, that was all you. Laz, you let him down that time.
Every single episode.
He knows what he's doing.
All right. Buster.
We're making bing noises now, right?
Bing noises.
Okay.
The other two, you're going to need to help me figure out who said it first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you two ready?
Yes.
What does the acronym NPC stand for?
Bing.
Oh. Nick didn't even try.
I honestly forgot we were saying bing noises.
All right, Buster, bring it.
Non-player character.
Boom. Half a point. All right, you two. Peppermint Lich, going in.
Jeez.
Star Trek The Next Generation originally aired in what year?
Oh.
Wow.
I know this one.
The Next Generation?
Yep.
Fuck me.
Do we only get one guess and then that's it?
Yeah, sorry. You guys can tell me before it's your guess. You can talk to each other.
Okay.
I mean, Whoopi Goldberg didn't have any gray in her hair. So it's definitely before, like, 97. Okay?
I'm thinking,
And it was definitely after Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
So
like, 93?
I'll roll with that.
Is that your
answer? I'll roll with that.
93, final answer.
93, final answer. Murr, other team.
I was thinking the original Star Trek. I have no idea when Star Trek Next Generation.
For Star Trek The Next Generation, I'm going to say... tits.
That's not
your
year,
final
is it?
Answer?
89.
Russ, are you agreeing with this one?
Yep.
No.
I'm going to go with it.
No, 88.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You were close. It was 87.
Shit, it's my birth year.
87?
87.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, surprise.
Whoopi's been great for a hot minute.
The original Star Trek started in 1966 and ran for 3 seasons. I know that. 4
seasons.
Damn.
All right, Russell, Laz, step on up.
Sure.
Make the bing sound.
Bing sound. All right. Ready?
All right.
Hold on. Let me
give
do
me
my...
a good bing real quick. Give me a good bing.
Let me get my
bing.
Okay, Russ. Oh, that's nice. All right. Bing. Very different. All right. What flavor is used to describe the base version of a game?
Pink.
Russell.
Vanilla.
Beautiful.
Oh, shit. What a brain freeze.
Right. Sensual effervescence. This question is for you.
I was freaking. I was like.
I had brain freeze from the vanilla ice cream I just ate.
Oh my god.
All right. All right. Nick, this is kind of perfect that you get this question. All right. This is a multiple choice. Which of the following is not a public inn within Middle Earth? A, the Old Guest House. B, the Green Dragon. C, the Prancing Pony. Or D, the Southern Star.
Here you go, Nick. I'm going to put this on a tee for you and give you a fucking tree to hit it with.
What was the first option?
The Old Guest House.
I'm going to go with the Old Guest House.
Russell?
I agree.
Ding, ding, ding! Look at you guys back in it with points.
It has a goddamn podcast about middle fucking Earth. Name the Green Dragon.
It's Lazzy's fault. Lazzy's fault.
That's true.
I would have known. I'd have been like, ugh. Well, obviously it's the Green Dragon's one of them. So
I made sure it was multiple choice. I think
the Prince and Pony was where they met fucking Aragorn. So
yeah.
At least I didn't bang in and go, chocolate.
I did not know about Southwest Star. I knew Green Dragon Inn and I knew Prancing Pony, but go. I did not know the other one.
All right.
Fun fact: Did you know that Viggo Mortensen actually broke his foot when he kicked the helmet?
Yep.
Yes.
That's why he screamed so loud.
Yep. I love that. All right, Buster and Nick. Round 5. Pretend I'm wearing a bikini and holding a big sign.
All
right,
no.
that has to be the new logo for the podcast.
Sleeping tonight.
Oh.
Nightmares.
All right, there is only one correct way to answer this question.
Peter Dinklage.
I remember you were making a bing sound. What are Mario's overalls made of?
Bing.
Oh.
Nick.
Denim.
Thank you.
Denim.
Wait.
Denim.
I will argue this. Red denim.
They're blue. Overalls are blue. The shirt underneath is red.
Yeah, bungus.
Nice try. You lose. No, I'm just kidding. All right, that's a half point to sensual effervescence.
Yes.
All right. Nick and Russell.
Yeah.
In Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, how many Shankara stones fell into the bottom of the ravine?
Two. Right?
I'm going to defer to Russell.
There's two because he keeps the one and gives it back to the village. And they had all three, so it has to be... No. Did they finish mining the third one? Because I know they were mining to get the third one. I think it's two.
Is that your final answer?
I defer to Russell.
Hold on, let me try and think
let
here.
Let me see your hands. When I hear "let me think here" and then you're looking down at the screen, come on.
I'm trying to picture the movie in my mind because they're hanging on the side of the cliff from the bridge. He's grabbed the stones. They start to burn because he's saying the words, and they burn through the thing, causing the guy to fall because he's grabbing onto him. I'm going to say two.
Final answer?
How many fell into the river?
Yep.
Two.
All right.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct. It was.
Damn it.
Woo!
Always watching Wazowski.
I was hoping that you would second guess yourself.
Damn it.
I was like, I couldn't remember.
I was trying to hype it up and be like, maybe if I psych him out, maybe he'll think it was one.
I haven't seen Temple of Doom since I was like 8.
I've watched it a few times. I recently had to show Lindsay Indiana Jones because she had never seen any of them.
What?
The bug scene is enough to make me not watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We still have to do Last Crusade with my wife. She hasn't seen that one yet.
I don't like that one.
I'm getting on a plane. Can I watch it with you?
There you go.
All right.
No, but you just sync up movies and then you watch them together.
Russell and Laz, step on down, please. Mm-hmm. Get your chat ready. I'm just kidding. Bing. Prepare your bings.
Wait, didn't they bing before?
No, you binged.
Oh, I bing. I'm okay. You're right. Yep.
Denim, 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 denim.
A right. Punch. The big punch.
Round six, ladies and gentlemen. What is the infamous line said by Legend of Zelda's Navi?
Bing!
Russell.
Listen.
There you go.
I'm too slow on the buzzer.
Hey, listen.
It's okay. It's okay.
You gotta prep. You gotta do the dance.
Jesus
Christ! You gotta shout like a butterfly sting.
You gotta shout. You gotta shout.
Gotta pull like a butterfly sting like a Navi.
There you go. There you go. You
gotta shadow box the Bing a couple times.
Yeah.
All right. So this question goes to the sensual effervescence. I am one of Marvel's most peculiar heroes. I am an animal you would find on a farm. One of my foes has a bell for a head. Who am I?
Marvel's most peculiar heroes. I am a farm animal. Man, I don't.
Is that your final answer?
I have no idea, but I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
He is Marvel.
Howard Duck the Duck too. Is correct. Boom. Whew. Guys, we're
you hear that?
This.
You hear that sensual effervescence?
What would that even sound like? Give me a taste.
You'd hear Russell's, you know, fizzling, dinging, chimey sound. Well, at the same time, in the background, you'd hear.
Sounds like somebody's having sex with a fairy.
Well, hey, let's see exactly.
Oh, Link, oh,
that's
what
awesome.
Did you do?
That's awesome.
Oh no. Oh.
Feels bad.
Nah, I didn't want to get didn't get banned. Didn't get that wasn't enough time. That wasn't 15 seconds.
Whew,
I know the rules.
There's no silence now. All right, Nick and Buster. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now moving into round seven. Go ahead, practice your bings.
Bing.
Bing, bing.
All right.
Bing, 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 bing.
What are you, the guys from Spaceballs?
Oh.
Ding, ding.
Meep. The radar's been
jammed. You will both understand why this is so funny to me, to each of yourselves after I ask the question. Okay.
Oh, no.
Whew. What game is named after the opposite of under not watching?
Bing.
Nick.
Overwatch.
Oh my god.
I couldn't say it.
I know you couldn't. That was so good.
I was like, it was
You know, it's funny because I call it, like, to Jake, I call it Underwatch all the time.
Oh my god.
And Buster, why could you
like
not say it?
Benoit in the WWE. I couldn't say it. I couldn't say it. I was like,
it's there, but
I had the big Overwatch player and the big Paladins player, both on either side of this question. Oh, so good. All right.
Ah.
Whew. Sensual effervescence.
Yes.
Here we go. What is Superman's birth name?
Kal-El.
Kal-El. Final answer.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner. That was a lot easier.
Come on.
Than it would be. I didn't know that one, honestly.
How about Nick?
Brett, give us some hard questions here. Give us some hard questions.
Okay. How many points did Master Yoda?
Nick, who do you main in Overwatch? I just want to see. I'm just curious.
It's kind of on the fence right now between Mercy and Moira.
Okay, so two healers. Okay.
Yeah.
He forgives
you. I don't play Moira like a healer, though. You better
know. No, he's super aggressive.
Run!
All right, so now it's Russell and Laz, right? All right, guys, get your bings ready.
Bong. Oh, bing.
Bong.
Laz, you got to get this one, buddy.
Russell, the answer is peanut sauce.
What?
Careful not to say penis sauce, though.
Penis sauce.
No promises.
What was King Arthur's sword called?
Bing.
Oh, that was Lazzy.
Excalibur.
Boom. All right. Peppermint
Lazzy. Coming right when I need you, Laz.
This is it.
Right when I need you, baby.
All right. Another easy one for you.
Oh, sure.
What 1996 game was converted from Doom to a serial promotion?
Oh.
I know this!
Converted from Doom?
I think I know what it is, too.
Oh my god, I know this! Converted from Doom
to a serial promotion?
This is one of my favorite fucking games ever. I'm gonna die.
I just want to go on record and saying the first time I ever picked up a first-person shooter was Black Ops 2. So,
no, sorry, buddy. After you get the answer, you need to go look it up and play it because it's amazing.
It's so fucking good.
I'm just gonna throw out a random answer. I know it's not correct. Quake. Final answer.
Nope. But I liked the direction you went there.
Yeah.
Cocoa Quakes would be a delicious cereal.
It would be.
I think we should get some points for that.
I will give you half a point for the good pun.
I'd eat it, right?
There we go. All right. That's what I'm here for.
You guys now have 2 points. Congratulations. I will now throw it over to the Sensual Effervescence.
Chex Quest.
Yes. Is correct.
That game was fucking epic. It was better than Doom, and I'm being honest.
You know, it was my uncle's who had that game. I never actually played it.
Buster's never going to want to talk to us again after this. All right, moving on.
I love you guys. I'm just...
All right, moving into round 9, we have the Sensual Effervescence at 3.5 points, and the Peppermint Lynches at 2 points.
That's
not too bad.
9.75.
All right, so this is going to be Buster and Nick, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, there is only one correct response.
Oh, no.
In what cinematic universe do midichlorians belong?
Bing!
Buster.
None.
Yes! You are correct, sir!
Trick question.
Buster in with the proper response.
Nick, how did you not get that one?
As soon as I heard midichlorians, I was like, none.
Yes. Bless you.
Or the toilet. Would have been probably
in the toilet. We literally had this conversation a few weeks ago.
I know.
This is my test question to see if I am going to love someone. So, Buster, you're in my heart.
There we go. Look at that.
All right. Peppermint Liches.
The problem with that answer, though, is that the universe that midichlorians belong in is the dark universe that exists between Rasputia's tits. That's where they belong.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Are you sure they don't belong between TV. The anus and the...
the anus and
the conundrum of the galaxy? Is that what you're calling the midichlorian galaxy? Because I believe I agree with you. Yeah.
If you would like to understand that reference, please refer back to our 50 Shades of Just Some Guardians Madeline.
It was beautiful. It was so good.
I still have nightmares.
Good.
From listening.
Seriously, I've gotten more feedback from that than anything we've ever done before.
You haven't lived until you put your nostril between their anus and their teeth.
Wait, you got more feedback than even my waxed butthole?
Even more than your waxed butthole, seriously.
Oh.
Ah, damn.
That makes the trip.
I thought it was shaved, not waxed.
No, it got waxed.
Oh, never mind.
Time out.
I mean, I shave it on a regular basis.
Yeah. Hold on. You're on the waxed butthole club, too?
Yeah.
I lost a bet and had my butthole waxed.
I just love my wife, and so I was like, you can wax any part of my body that you want, and she went for the butthole. And listen, I'm like,
Listen, a clean nethers is a great time. It is okay. Except for that, like, the darkest hour where there's like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
You get razor burn down there? Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's not pleasant. You're walking there going,
I'm going to need like a 10-minute break to get over that. Please enjoy these commercials.
First commercial. I didn't even have to curb your enthusiasm queued up or anything. No. I should have had that ready to go. Just to watch.
It's like sandpaper, you know, it just kind of...
Okay, Russell. Okay.
You can hear me coming. I can't sneak around anywhere. You just...
No, I didn't know where that was going at first.
Oh, God. All right. Peppermint Liches.
Oh, no.
Peppermint Liches. What was the first feature film originally presented in sound?
Oh.
Steamboat Willie.
Oh. Is that your final answer?
Feels like it should be.
I can agree with that.
Final answer?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. That is not correct. Sensual Effervescence.
It's not Nosferatu, is it?
No, Nosferatu is a silent film.
No, it's definitely silent.
Okay. Well, it has sound. It has music, doesn't it?
All silent film.
Your silent film has music.
I know that the first motion picture was like the Great Train Robbery or something along those lines, because it scared so many people because the train looked like it was coming out of the screen. The first one was sound. Though. I know it's 15 not singing seconds. I also know that it's not the Dancing Cavalier.
They reference it in that movie.
I'm going to... Russell, can you think of it?
5 seconds.
Is he
Googling? Buster, are you Googling?
We already lost it. I just wanted to see what it was.
Sorry, guys. The correct answer...
Brett, I'm going to answer Marvel's Avengers The Infinity War.
Let's see here. You are now down half a point.
What? No.
All right.
I will kill you where you stand.
I'm sitting down.
What was it?
The answer is The Jazz Singer.
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
It is referenced in the movie.
It actually is a really good movie and a part of history. You should watch it. It's actually really good.
I'm writing this down.
Please do. All right. I believe we have Russell and Laz up next.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is round 10. This is the final regular question round before we jump to the quick shooters.
Ding.
All right. Practice your bings, please.
Bing.
Bing. Bing, bing.
Bing. The dude, Fury of Blows Bing he throws with that twofer, that paw.
Right? Dude, he's ready. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What does the famous Vulcan salute stand for? Oh, I'm sorry, Laz. You said, Russell, yeah, with the bing.
Long and prosperous.
And the response is peace and long life.
One more time, a little louder there, Russell, please.
Live long.
There we go. Thank you. All right.
And the response is peace and long life. That's a half a fucking point.
I'm disappointed in myself.
All right.
Did you forget what it was last?
No, I did, but I froze on it again.
It's all good.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Next time we do one of these, I'll bring you on, and we'll do the as the sound for the
enjoy. Perfect.
You'll get it every time. It'll be good.
And if you bing, you get ejected from the game.
Yes. Excellent.
I feel like we should do at least just line up like 20 people, and every time someone gets a question wrong, we just kick them out and just bring the next person on.
I thought you were going to say we kill them. I
was going to say, there's a crap door.
Your life is on the edge of
I wish you good fortunes in the wars to come.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sensual Effervescence.
Yes.
What was the Hive's base on the moon called?
Ooh.
The Hellmouth.
Space. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
The Hellmouth? Yeah.
Correct. The Hellmouth it is. Laz, you look confused.
I always look confused.
You're a fucking scientist.
Exactly.
If anyone should look confused, it should not be you.
No. Scientists always being confused is why we get where we are.
Nobody said I was a good scientist.
Mad scientist.
He's an amazing scientist. This man can look through a microscope and use Discord on his phone at the exact same time.
Jesus. Hi, Gonzo.
Hello, Gonzo. Hey, all right, so both teams are going to get a chance at this bonus round to earn points.
Oh.
Okay.
If Laz pulls out a Dr. Teeth doll, I might leave this chat.
Hang on.
I fucking love you, dude. I fucking love you, because let's just be honest. Dr. Teeth and his band are the reason why you watch the Muppets, because the one Janice looks like she's on heroin.
Yeah.
He's searching.
Yeah, guys, come on. Come on, Kermit. Don't be such a frog.
Oh, no, I think those are the only three I have. Damn.
No.
You'd look, though.
All right, so how's this going to work?
So how this is going to work is I'm going to take each team, and the other person on the team wolf has to mute so they can't hear.
I'll go get coffee when I mute.
Okay, cool. All right, so who shall go first? Since peppermint liches are behind, we will let you guys attempt to steal some of your points back.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to go first?
The sensual effervescence is muting.
No, you guys, will be fine. You got completely different questions. So yeah, whoever's going first, the other person has to mute.
Okay.
Laz Buster, who wants to go first?
Are we trying to match points or not get the same answers?
You're trying to match the same answers.
Okay.
But you can't know what the other person said. So, who wants to go first?
I'll let Laz go first since I have to take care of this puppy.
Okay, cool. Okay. Go ahead and mute so you cannot hear Laz's answers. Thank you. All right, Laz.
Yep.
You're going to say the first thing that pops in your head when I ask these questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lesbians.
All right. Name an Avenger.
Captain America.
Okay. Name a Star Trek phaser setting.
Stun.
Name a lightsaber color.
Green.
Name a Justice League member.
Batman.
And finally, name a D&D class.
Ooh.
Warrior.
All right.
I haven't done it in so long. I went super basic.
It's okay. Sometimes a basic answer is the way to go to get everyone to match up, right?
Yeah, that's true. Jeez. All right.
So to add to suspense, do we want to do, like, Russell and I?
Yeah, I'm down.
Next, and then... Let's do that. So, who's answering first?
Let's do Russell. Do you want to go first, bud? Sure. So Nick can go get coffee?
Right. Yep, I'll go get some coffee.
All right.
Hold on, give me a sec.
Go get coffee.
Oh, wait, he's back. You're going to have to wait. We just won't.
Too late.
All right, Buster.
Here you go.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm back.
Perfect timing.
All right. Am I muted? Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
You're good.
Okay.
Laz, you're good. You already answered, so you can just sit there. You cannot give him any answers. All right?
Sweet. Now, we're supposed to match answers.
Correct.
Unlike Family Feud. Where we're
correct.
Because matching answers in Family Feud is bad.
Yes, which is
okay.
The 30% change due to copyright.
Okay. that's the din 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 din.
Nah, done.
Of fam. Okay.
There all right. We go.
Name an Avenger.
Hawk.
All right. Name a Star Trek phaser setting.
Kill.
All right. Name a lightsaber color.
I want to say purple, but I'll say green. No one says purple, but purple's the baddest of all the colors, because only one motherfucker had it, and it's because of Samuel L. Jackson. He convinced them to do it. But
Did you know? He has bad motherfucker written on the lightsaber.
That's why I say purple all the time.
Yeah.
All right, name a Justice League member.
Green Lantern.
All right, and then name a D&D class.
Paladin.
All right.
Did you think I was going to say anything other than Paladin?
I should have known that. Damn.
Right? Okay. So, the first one, name an Avenger. You said Hawk. Laz said Captain America. So, no point there. Sorry. Number two, name a Star Trek phaser setting. You said Kill. Laz said Stun. No point there. Name a lightsaber color. You said green. Laz also said green. There's a point.
Woo.
Name a Justice League member. You said Green Lantern. Laz said Batman, so no point there. And then name a D&D class. You said Paladin, as a surprise to everyone. And Laz said Warrior, so no points there. So you guys earned...
I think Warrior might be a class in one of the older versions.
That was a class in Redbox.
Currently a class in 5e.
That was a class in Redbox. So I think you should get a point for that, because that's an old-school throwback. That was when you could either be a warrior, a wizard, or a thief.
Yeah. Before that, you could only be races. So you would be an elf, which got spells, or you could be an orc,
or a human, or... Yeah. That was Blue Box, right?
I don't know what box it was in, but I know that it was the original version only had races.
I think it went blue, red, three, which doesn't make any sense, but yeah.
All right. Are we ready?
Well, I think there was A, D, and B.
Things
in there
just
somewhere.
Got very exciting here, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah. Due to different points going up and down for random things throughout the show, we currently have before the Central Effervescence do their points. Peppermint Lynch has 3.5 points, and Central Effervescence also has 3.5 points. So this is on the line. This is on the line. All right. Well, you know, you make stupid jokes, you lose stupid points. All right. Moving on.
Oh, wow.
All right, Nick, please mute your headphones so you cannot hear.
You guys, I've been talking since I sat back down, and I haven't been able to hear anything. Or you haven't been able to hear me.
Well, now we don't want to hear you. You don't want to hear anything again.
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
I hate you guys. I missed the scoring. It makes me sad.
I know.
Okay.
3.5 to 3.5.
All right, Russell.
Yep.
Name a member of the Fellowship of the Ring.
Frodo.
Okay. Name a Nintendo character.
Mario.
Okay. Name a flavor of Mountain Dew.
Regular.
There's only one true answer to that.
Name a Mass Effect crew member.
Oh, Joker is the only one I know.
Okay. And which Back to the Future is the best?
Ooh, the first one.
All right, Nick. He can come back.
All right, you.
It's going good. All right, Nick, you ready?
No.
Perfect. Name a member of the Fellowship of the Ring.
Gandalf.
Name a Nintendo character.
Mario.
Name a flavor of Mountain Dew.
Code Red.
Name a Mass Effect crew member.
Commander Shepard.
Okay. And which Back to the Future was the best?
The second.
Oh,
fuck
wow.
You, Mario. Fuck Mario. Damn, I don't even care how bad that hurt. Fuck you, Mario. What kind of T-ball ass question was this? I'm calling shenanigans up and down this motherfucker.
And you know what's hilarious? I was like,
name a Nintendo character. Everyone and their mom says fucking Mario. Even deaf people say Mario.
Well, the thing that got me
the first question was going to be the winner.
Oh my God.
I was like, I should have said, as soon as I said Frodo, I was like, dang it, I should have said Gandalf. Because right, I knew Nick was going to do Gandalf. And I was like, dang it.
We sit here. Name a member of the Fellowship of the Ring. Nick, you said Gandalf. Russell said Frodo. 0 points there. Name a Nintendo character. You both said Mario, so 1 point there. Name a flavor of Mountain Dew. You said Code Red. Russell said regular. Buster, what's the correct answer?
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast is the correct answer.
Give us a point for that.
Actually, Sangria.
I will give you half a point for that.
Sangria Blast is better than Baja Blast.
No, sorry. Baja Blast. Name a Mass Effect crew member. Yeah. You said Commander Shepard, and Russell said Joker.
I don't know a single member of the Mass Effect games, so well, I would have been like,
You should, because it is super worth it. I would highly recommend it.
I only know Joker because I know that he has, like, what, brittle bone syndrome or something like that?
Oh, like Mr. Glass from Unbreakable? Also played by Samuel L. Jackson?
Mm.
Which Back to the Future was the best? Nick, you said second, which lost us a follower on Twitch, so thank you for that.
Good.
And Russell, you said first.
Back to the Future 2 is arguably seriously better than the first one.
I don't know if it's better. It is good. It is excellent, but it is. I don't know if it's as good as the first one.
What about Back to the Future Thanksgiving Edition? You forgot about that secret tape. Come on.
Dude, that one was
get out of here.
Down.
Get out of here right now. It's like the Star Wars Christmas special.
Laz, you're on my team, Laz. You can't take shots about Christmas specials, okay?
I said Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Very important. All right, so our final points, ladies and gentlemen. We have Peppermint Lich at 4 points.
Oh, really?
We have Sensual Effervescence at 4.5 points. So Sensual Effervescence wins by half a point.
Woo! Hey, we would have won by a full point if you hadn't discounted us for Nick's bad joke.
If Nick hadn't told a bad joke, he wouldn't have been discounted.
I think you should lose a point for every Twitch follower you lost.
Oh.
You know what I think of Twitch followers? Case, they're a little too twitchy.
All right, so if that's the case, then Sensual Effervescence, you're at -4. No, we only lost one. All right, so there we go, ladies and gentlemen. That was our wonderful Just Some Gardens episode 20 Trivia Nerd Talk Game Show. I have no idea what we want to talk about now. I did not plan this far. How's everyone doing?
I'm being attacked by
D&D yet.
Oh my god!
I'm being attacked by a wolf right now, so I'm not doing too great.
Yeah, Russell's got to catch everyone up on D&D.
Oh yeah, go for it, dude.
Oh, okay. So the last time we left our group of intrepid heroes, the Heshtor was mauled by a hellhound and near death, as was Daggerland, and they had just defeated a hunter and a hellhound, both creatures of the Doomspawn. After they had defeated them, they realized that they were still in danger because the forest was still silent. Things were still moving around. Things were occurring. So they decided to move instead of staying in the same place. As they moved, they were surrounded by a group of pawns, which are Doomspawn with two blades for arms. They have long tentacled hair. They have a flat mask of a face with beady eyes. And then the Arachtors, which are basically Driders. But for this universe, they're Arachtors. Just saying. They were surrounded by a group of Doomspawn, which was unusual, as they picked up on, as Doomspawn been seen in such large numbers in quite a long time. As they were surrounded, Jiag decided to try to communicate with the Arachtors by clicking. And if Nick could imitate his clicking that he did, the hand motions made it so much better. The Arachtor was confused by this and peered closely at Jiag, to which Jiag then tried to communicate further with him, at which point a sword blossomed inside the Arachtor's mouth, jutting towards Jiag, and the Arachtors started dying, the pawns started dying. There was some heavily armored people with a shield. There was a man in leathers who came up, said, "Fastball special," and jumped off of one of the guy's shields and started shooting arrows into the crowd as he's flying through the air. You saw pawns being stunned, not moving. Some turned against their allies and started attacking. A large fireball struck in the middle. As the smoke cleared and the bodies hit the floor,
oh my god, did you just do
Jesus.
That? Ladies and gentlemen, a white person. Move on.
That is the whitest guy I have ever met.
Mm.
They call me White Bread, that's my rap name.
You could have said Wonder Bread.
I was just thinking.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I liked White Bread better.
That's
Alright then. You don't have to be so sourdough racism, about it.
Occasionally they call me Rye, as in rye bread. Oh, God.
That's all I bet the time your grandma calls you her little pumpernickel.
I like the...
Don't be so crusty about this, Brett. Jesus.
A little pumpernickel.
Oh, so good.
So as the smoke cleared, they were surrounded by a group of five individuals. They got the name of two of those individuals, one of whom was all in black, whose name was... I can't remember his name. it's a name. Was that the douchebag? No, the douchebag was the other one. Hold on.
Steeplefingers.
Steeplefinger. Kadir Alderana was...
Well, obviously, how could you not remember that one?
Yeah. He was the man all in black. The other one was Vince Arcelon, who appeared to be an ASMR. And he was in robes, all in white. He kind of had his fingers steepled as he walked from the forest. They were greeted by him. He was very prideful and snobbish and looked down on them as lesser beings than he. They talked with him. He asked them what they were doing here. He recognized one of the group whose name was Al-Anon, and referred Al-Anon to Kadir, who appeared to be his master. And so they communicated as the rest of the group was talking to Vinsar. Vinsar was curious about the events that happened in Albrecht's Field once they communicated that to him, because he had read a group of a contingent of soldiers that had different memories, that had memories themselves that backed up that the Doomspawn had actually attacked the city. So Vinsar asked the group if he could inquisit their minds to ascertain if they had been telling the truth. Their memories matched the story that they told. So he proceeded to pass them higher up the chain because of the inconsistencies between the two. So he teleported the group to Gaianward, which is the capital of the territory.
And I really did not want to go.
Behistar really did not want to go, but Vinsar teleported everybody in the vicinity, willing or not.
I did not give consent.
they appeared within the fortress of Gaianward, and they came in. Once they opened the doors from the teleportation circle, which was a smaller room set with runes in the floor, they exited. They came into this room with large ravens with braziers hanging from their beaks that were kind of hovering in a line over this red carpet that marched through the center of this throne room. They came upon a Lord Morn, who is sitting on his throne. He is wearing a uniform similar to it was almost like a Russian uniform, one that could then put armor over the top quickly, and they could see the lines of where armor had been worn recently over his uniform. He had crystal ravens on his throne that kind of rustled every few minutes. And as they were walking up, in a flash of electricity, flew to his shoulder, talked with him, and then he conversed with it, and it flew off, disappeared in another flash of electricity. And as they approached, with Behistar staying back by the door, very defensively,
very angrily,
Lord Morn leaned forward and asked, "What have you to tell me about what has been happening within my country?" And that's where we ended. So this Sunday at 1:30 Central Time, 12:30 Mountain Time, and 1:30 Eastern Time, we will pick up with the adventures of the group as they speak with Lord Morn about the events that have occurred and the discrepancies that are occurring between them and this army contingent. And we will be joined by a guest. Namely, da, da, da. Buster Knuckle. Da, da, da.
I didn't want to. When you said the time, I was like, I thought we were going to do a later start because I had to drop off the missus at work.
Oh yeah, Yeah. What time? So what time works for you?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
I have to drop her off. She starts at like, not to be 2:30. I can be home by like 3:45 Eastern. So that's a step down. So
it's an hour later. So
hour, yeah. So
1:30 Mountain Time.
You said 1:30 Eastern.
I said yeah, like 3:45 I can be home by Eastern. So that's 2:45 your time.
Yeah, that's 2:45 my time. I forgot about that.
Let's figure out the semantics of when we're doing it after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's
all good. If we're starting that
late.
I totally
forgot about that. I got super excited.
No, it's all good. We'll talk about that after the show.
About having a guest.
Scheduling.
Yeah, anyway. We can figure that out after the show.
Yeah, we'll figure that out after the show. Nick, did you have anything before we started wrapping up?
No.
All right. Buster, do you want to plug anything?
Sure. You can check out me and my co-host Des Raven on the RNG cast. We're on every podcasting app ever, except for Spotify, because Spotify is really, really hard to get onto. I just want to let you guys know that. Episode 99.
On Spotify.
Oh, are they? I have to talk to you guys and see how you get on, because they've been dicking me around. But you can find us on Twitter at the RNG cast. You can find me on Twitter, BusterNurkle13. That's BusterNurkle13. You can find me on PlayStation, BusterIllustrator113. And you can find me on Xbox. Once again, on Xbox, last year, this one.
Mm-hmm.
BusterNurkle13. See what I did there? Easy to find me on that.
Gotcha.
Beautiful. Laz, my dear friend, would you like to plug yourself? Or would you like to plug me?
Well,
plug him with yourself.
Yeah. And we lost Buster. I don't know what.
There it is in the camera view. Excellent. Oh, yeah. There we go. All right, back down. It's a little thin today.
Don't judge me. It's cold.
That's right. Come on. You can find me on Twitter at the Lazarich. That's 2 Z's. I'm on Twitch at Lazarich the Lich. And, if you're in a Discord, you'll probably see me in there, because I'm like the virus you can't get rid of, or the STD you can't get rid of. Which one? I don't know. You choose.
I'm still
indecisive. That's all I've got. You're still indecisive.
I'm still
indecisive
which way that goes. Either way, it's positive for me. I feel like I went into it knowing I was going to catch that STD and still went for it.
It's kind of like having sickle cell anemia in an area where you can get malaria. It's like the best. It's kind of bad, but it's also good because you can't get malaria. Malaria's killed half the people who ever died ever.
That was kind of beautiful and poetic.
Sickle cell anemia, not the same as no, it doesn't rhyme shit.
Nick,
you could turn it into a haiku.
Yeah, I was working on it.
Go ahead and do your plugs, my man.
Oh, kinky! I'm on the Twitters at He Who Fights. PS4 HWF-7Force. And you should totally check out the podcast I talked about earlier, Green Dragon Live. You can find us at greendragonlive.com or literally every single podcasting app, including the Spotify's. Just search Green Dragon Live or Twitter at GD Live. So, yeah, you know.
And just in case, when we talked about that, it wasn't actually in the show. I can't remember if that was pre-show or not. Do you want to go ahead and just say what Green Dragon is real quick?
Green Dragon Live is a... My computer's making crazy sounds.
That is what his podcast is about, Skype sounds.
There we go. No, it's about The Lord of the Rings. So my friend and co-host, also named Nick, we make it work. We deep dive into Tolkien's writing, everything from the Silmarillion to The Lord of the Rings to the Book of Unfinished Tales to the history of Middle-earth. And if you really want to get into it, Leaf by Niggle. Which he wrote. So, yeah, check it out. It's pretty cool. Especially if you've never read the books. Please check it out if you've never read the books.
It was excellent.
Russell, you still have nothing to plug, right?
No. I am plugless.
He is plugless. That's why he waxes it, so you can be plugless. The truth will set you free. Well, thank you for joining us for episode 20 of Just Some Guardians. Russell, I'm trying to out.
Oh wait, this is a kid show.
Do you
Sorry.
mind?
Sorry.
Thank you for joining us for episode 20 of Just Some Guardians. When we do the show, we are live on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/JustSomeGuardians. You can find us on Twitter at JSGCast. You can email us questions, concerns, pictures of Dick Cheney. Those can go to justsomeguardians@gmail.com. Pinned on our Twitter is our Discord. Jumping in there, during the conversation. That is where Russell is. So if you want to talk to him about D&D or how beautiful his hair is, or if you're curious about waxing your butthole, he is the man for you. Dive in there, ask any questions you want. If you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Elmer Fudd Games. Double M, double D.
Double D.
Do you, do we have any more iTunes reviews?
I checked. We do not.
Damn.
Just Laz is beautiful. You are the only star that I need.
I was so thrown off by that.
I know. It was so good.
That was the point.
Yep. Who the F left a one-star review?
No, it was funny. Because like, I was like, I wonder who sent this. And the second I saw one star, I was like, I bet that was Laz.
Yes.
Glorious. Well, once again, thank you for joining us for episode 20. Russell, take us out.
Join us next week on Just Some Guardians for utter incompetency and mutual chaos.
And there we go, guys. That was a show.
Da-da-da-da.
Thank you guys for being on. That was like awesome.
Dude, absolutely.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It was fun. It was different. It was
yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed it. That went a lot better than I thought it would.
I'd like to come on the another nerd show just to talk more nerd, like actually have the conversation as opposed to saying Bing and getting mad.
Well, see, what we figured is if we brought you on to just say Bing and then get mad, we wouldn't have a 3-hour show. So.
Well, it does have a point. So.